Yeah, Heidi, I wanted to get to the accurate price. If you don't have any other questions first, I can jump right to it. Is that going to work for you?
Yeah, give me the price.
Yeah, so it's $149.00. That's the month-to-month cost. It's an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees.
What about not having a website?
We would include a website for you. Our job is to make sure people see you on the first page and have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you.
Do I own it?
You could either, if you stop using our service, we could transfer the domain over to you, or we could continue to host it on our server. Any website needs to be hosted, of course.
Okay. Okay, can you send me over, like, the contract? I think I can do $149 a month, right?
It's $149 a month. There is no contract. It's completely month-to-month, completely at will. You can stop at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved.
Where am I going to be listed? Only on Google Maps?
No, you'll be in that PAC result that pops up when someone does a keyword search, which means you'll have the content the search engine search for. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. You'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important to Google. All of them will be talking about your services and your service area. That reinforces the fact and reassures Google that you provide those services in that area.
And what's it take, a couple of weeks before I start seeing results?
Well, it's going to take us a little bit of time, maybe 5 days to create your website and create that content. It'll take about 5 to 10 business days for you to be PIN verified. But it is a month-to-month service, so we obviously have to get your phone ringing even in that first month.
Okay. Because I'm considered able water heaters, and I got a qualifier, the license I work under.
Okay.
Because do you need a license to advertise with you?
Not with Google, you don't. You just have to have the content that Google wants to see, and a website helps. A website's not even necessary, but that's more for your consumers, your customers to find.
Yeah, I would like a website. That'd work.
Okay. So we'll include it, no additional cost. Build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, and include that at no additional cost. You will, by the way, get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from.
Okay.
I mean, I want to answer your questions. I want you to feel comfortable in doing this, but you know, I also don't want to waste your time.
No, but you know, I'm in Vero Beach area.
Correct.
32968 area code.
Precisely,
so I
yes.
would want to do like a 25-mile radius from me from there.
That's perfect, yeah. So the local campaign, the local map or PAC result is designed for businesses to be found by people in their local area, so 25 miles is perfect for you and perfect for this particular campaign. You don't need paid ads on top of that to be found 50 miles away or anything like that. Now,
right.
Is the phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you would want your customers to call?
Yes.
It is the business number. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Exactly. Yeah, my phone. I take all the calls. Yes.
Perfect. And that's exactly what we want. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to be very successful with this service. Now, you will get calls. I mean, that's almost what will happen every time.
Right.
On the website, though. Yeah,
on the website.
They'll be able to fill out the contact form if they choose to. That will allow them to tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, and you'll get a text message as well as an email when that happens. You can contact them right back. Of course, you're not paying extra for those leads either. Still the flat rate.
Okay, excellent.
Okay. Now, as far as the business branding the company online, how exactly did you want the company to appear then when we're promoting you and your website and all of the different directories?
Able Plumbing Contractors, Expert Water, number one water heater company in Vero Beach area.
Perfect. Okay. So
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, we'll do a a client interview. We'll have a follow-up call with our technician. We'll talk about exactly what you're trying to tell me now. I can put it down, but we are still going to have that phone call. Hours of operation you want to be listed for, forms of payment you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, et cetera, what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, you know, best water heater contractor,
exactly.
Et cetera.
All of that stuff. Yep.
Yeah. So
that's
we'll cover all of that in a follow-up call. My job here is just to get a little bit of information from you and set everything up. Your last name, I don't have that.
H-O-A-G.
H-O-A-G, Mr. Hogue. Okay. And then when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email. Do you have a preference as to how we contact you?
If you call me and I don't answer, text me, and then
okay.
I can call you back. Is this number 954-477, that the best number?
That's a great number to reach us. Yeah, and I'll also give you a toll-free number, too, if you're able to jot that down now. You will get it by email as well. You'll get all of that information.
What's your toll-free number?
The toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one, and that's going to get you straight through to client support, and you can reach a live client. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 877-6225.
6225. So let me see.
Correct.
877-635-6225.
Yeah, and then it's option one or extension one. You can reach client support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Just to clarify here, you're service-based 100%. No one comes to you. There's no showroom, brick-and-mortar location. There's no address that we'll be promoting for your business online. Perfect. Okay. That's totally
right,
fine.
Yeah, just out of Vero Beach, and I'm a service-based company, yes.
Of course. And Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if that, you know, you had a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to have a physical address
online.
I got an
office in the home.
Yeah, you'll just...
Yeah, I got an office in the home, but yeah,
of course.
I don't have, like, a showroom.
Of course, yeah. That's totally fine. And, you know, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you do. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly no physical street address, okay? Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, I'll do a couple of things. One, I'm going to take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. The other thing that I'll do, and it only takes a couple of minutes, is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we're Google Premier Partners, it's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, no contract. No setup fee, that will include the website, that it's just $149 as a fixed flat rate. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, okay? Like I said, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. I'll get through it as quickly as I can without being rude, and if everything at the end makes sense, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sounds good. Yep,
okay. Give me a second just to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. And it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Able Plumbing Contractor.
Gotcha. That's exactly how I do have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ed Hogue. My title is owner-operator, owner-worker.
Okay, perfect. No problem. And then, Ed, as the owner and operator of all Able Plumbing Contractors, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah. And then for the billing information, Mr. Hogue, that you will be using for our services, Ed, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, and as what as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Ed, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Perfect. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, what is a good email address either for you or for your business? It can be a personal email. It's not going to appear in that case online.
Able, A-B-L-E, waterheater@gmail.com.
Perfect. All right. And then, okay, so, of course, you're an authorized user on that account. You're saying that you'll answer the phone when it rings, which is ideal. As long as you're receptive and responsive, you're going to love the service. Now, with this being a month-to-month service, oh, the other thing, it says in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, we do ask that you'll disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is, of course, month-to-month. And the reason that we ask is we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Also, we, of course, wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. So if you decide to hire anyone who you think will also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Hogue, that's fair enough, right?
Okay, yep, not a problem.
Perfect, yeah. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website, and we'll make sure that no address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically as well, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that your business information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying, waiving your setup fee, including the website, with it being a month-to-month service at that fixed rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 30th of August, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $149.00. Ed, that is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Mr. Hogue, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, our services are offered completely at will, month-to-month, no contract. Of course, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do that by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Hogue, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. You do have that number already. Ed, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mr. Hogue, that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
What does work best for you? It's a Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
Is it Ed or Edward, any middle initial?
Edward M.
M? M like Mike, not N like Nick, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then you said that was a Visa card, Ed. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, 4430-4000-4574-9573, expiration 0625. You need the number off the back?
Yes, sir.
957.
So I've got 957, 957 on the back, 06 or June of 2025 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4430, 4000, 4574, 9573?
Correct.
Okay. What is the billing address of that card?
I haven't. I moved recently, but I'll give you where you need to send the bills to, where my new address. I haven't changed it on the card yet.
Is that the 1245 South Powerline Road?
No. The old address for this card is 2940 Northeast 10th Terrace, Pompano Beach, Florida 33064. But let me give you my new address if you mail anything to me. It is 6276 Fifth Street, Vero Beach, Florida 32968.
You said sixth, not fifth, right?
Fifth. No, I said fifth, yes.
Oh, fifth, yes. It's weird how 50 and 60, fifth and sixth sound the same, but five and six don't sound at all the same. So fifth, five, Fifth Street.
Correct.
That's in Vero Beach. And the zip real quick?
32968.
Okay, 32968. And then as far as the other one, I've got the 33064 and the address is 2940. And the name of the street for the old billing?
Northeast 10th Terrace, Pompano Beach, Florida.
Gotcha. Thanks again for that. In a couple of minutes here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, which you've already got, and, of course, the hours of operation, which you've got as well, which is Monday through Friday, 10 to 7. And I'll give you the email address. You can email the support team 24/7. They will, of course, follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@...
Hold on.
No problem.
I'm sorry, now did it now?
The email address is support@localsplash.com. Okay? Of course, if you email the support team, you can do that 24/7. They will follow up with you within the following business day. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and you might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. I'm generating out that invoice, and it's going to send you the confirmation email as well as the initial invoice email. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule a follow-up call. And again, that's with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Again, that's to go over the information that I mentioned earlier and a couple of other things as well.
Be good.
Tomorrow morning.
Early tomorrow.
Let me check and see what's available for tomorrow.
Well, yes.
So tomorrow, it looks like the earliest available would be 10 a.m. We've got at least one spot available almost throughout the day, with the latest being 6 o'clock. Just a little bit booked in the morning, though. But would 10 o'clock be okay for you, or did you want something a little bit later?
Sure.
10? Okay. So it'll be scheduled from 10 until 11. The call itself, like I said, will get you a few minutes after 10, get you off the phone about 10:30. It's a one-hour window for a call that'll take about half that time. You'll get at 9 through our automated system a reminder email that the call is scheduled at 10, and then I'm going to send you right now a link to, well, it's a calendar invite directly to your inbox there. It's really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Now, Ed, did you receive either the text message or the email? Okay. Yeah. So if you open up the email, it's got, your invoice is located below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it goes to where the text message will automatically open, which is the local / terms of experience, beginning with the services on the left-hand side, starting with the Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
I'm looking.
Okay, no problem.
I didn't receive anything from you.
Okay, so our system should have sent it out, and it did go out by email as well as text.
I haven't got an email since 3:30, so something's going on.
You may have to refresh it. It does show on my side that the email was just sent. Actually, it looks like you might have also gotten the welcome email as well.
I got neither.
Might take a minute here, but it shows on our system that it was already sent. I can try to trigger one manually. That might be faster, but sometimes the system.
Why? I need to do it right now? I can't.
Well,
do it when
you know, I can walk you through it. It'd be a little easier for you, but we can do it later on through our client interview if that's okay too. But let me see if I can get it sent out to you quicker by doing a manual email here. It's a link to the pricing, not the pricing page. It's a link to the written terms and conditions. I did send it out again, so you may have gotten it if you refresh. But, of course, it talks about the services that...
Where'd you send it to?
Well, it goes out to the email address that we've got, which is Able Water Heaters.
Water heater, no S on heater.
Oh, that's the problem right there, and I apologize for that. AbleWaterHeater@gmail.com. Okay, so let me fix that then, and then send it again. So no S on the heater. It's an important step in the process. It actually allows us to get a head start on things even before you do the client interview. It's going to allow us to both get the Google PIN card sent out to you so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area. It lets us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. And, of course, once you confirm that you've received it, it lets us know that you know that it is a fixed flat rate, that we waived your setup fee, it's month to month, etc. So I did correct in our system the email, so you should have received it now. I apologize again for that.
Let me No. Still ain't coming through, brother. I haven't gotten an email since 3:30, whatever that means.
Okay. Well, I've got it in our system's Able Water Heater at gmail.com. It does show that it was sent through our system anyway. You should receive it in the next couple of minutes. I'll just kind of talk you through it now if you can.
I got a text message and I hit on to your link there. Is that the...
That would work. Depends
mm-hmm.
on the text. It depends on the one that you got. Unfortunately, our system also sends out the confirmation email, the client support information as well. I wish they would wait a few minutes. The one that says local / terms of experience with the services on the left hand side, Google Business Profile Optimization is the first one listed there.
No, I don't. This is asking me for a signature. I'm signing my name right now. No.
At the bottom? Yeah, it's exactly as it appears. Case sensitive, no period after the M.
No, I didn't. This is the text message that I'm looking at right now. I'm not looking at the email because,
okay.
Like I said, I got it.
Right.
Okay, so now what? Click here says, right?
Right, right. Yeah, so, you know, I don't want to walk you through everything, but everything that we're doing, the Google Business Profile, the directories.
I could have just done this on the text message, like I said.
Right.
It's giving me the same shit that was on the text message. I didn't know why we had to wait for the email.
Okay. So, well, not a problem.
So
like
now
I said,
you need my full name on the signature, Edward M. Hogue?
Correct, and no period after the M.
Okay, done. I confirm the signature. It should be done now.
Okay. So if it's asking you for a username and a password, you know that you're good. I can give you the username, but there is no password set just yet.
It's not asking me for that.
Okay, that's fine. So your client interview, you're all set and squared away on our end. The client interview is scheduled for tomorrow.
Username and password, because I would need that to get onto the dashboard, no?
Yeah, well, it would be our automated system thinking that the dashboard's already activated. It's going to ask you for your username. Your username is simply your phone number, area code included, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number. The default password has not even been generated yet. Like I said, your tracking system's not activated. We do need to do the client interview first to create that content for there to be something to track.
And once we get up and going, then I'll be able to get onto the dashboard.
Yep. You'll get the text message as well as the email with your username, which you've already got, and a default password that you can change if you like. You don't have to, but that will allow you to access your tracking system once it is activated.
Okay.
All right.
So
well, I appreciate your patience. Yeah, the call will
Thank
be tomorrow. It is, you know, as early as we can make it. And get that information right out to you. So it will be in that 10 o'clock hour, okay?
I got that. I'm glad you called because I saved a bunch of stuff online. I was going to call different companies to find out different things, but you
we can
at
fix
the right
anything
time.
That's out there. I'm glad you took the call, Ed. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
Thank you. You have a great night.
You too. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.